Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Now on the Hooters Hot Seat live here from Miami. You know, when you're a Bronco fan and twice a year, you know, you're playing the Chiefs, you're playing the Chargers, you're playing the Raiders, you just start to recognize names. You know, these names keep popping up.
Right.
And when you're watching all those Broncos-Chiefs games, the name Brandon Flowers would always kind of pop up from time to time.
Yeah, we used to hate him. We like him now, though.
Yeah, and he joins us now. Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad I can change your feelings about me.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, who was your first head coach when you got drafted by?
Herm Edwards.
Herm. Give me a Herm. Herm's my guy now. Herm is my guy.
Yeah.
And Herm, I'm sure Herm took great interest in you being a DB, a former DB, you know, talking the DB language and coaching you up. Give me a Herm Edwards story.
Well, trust me, I had two position coaches. You know, I had my defensive back coach,
right.
And Herm was my defensive back coach, so he coached me all the time. But he was a guy, man, that just had so much of a positive spirit, you know, and when I came in as a rookie, I felt like I was a great player. You know, I don't want to give up any catches, any touchdowns. And then when Herm came to me, he was like, hey, you're going to give up touchdowns. You're going to give up catches the first day. But, like, it's okay. I'm like, because I don't want to give up any touchdowns. I'm like, trust me, you're going to give up touchdowns. You're going to be in a funk. He was letting me know how a defensive back career is going to go.
Right.
And before I went down that road, like, let me just let you know. Like, if you give up a touchdown, we're not going to be mad. We're not going to be yelling. Like, it's going to happen. I think you're a good player, so it's not going to happen often. But just know, I got your back. Like, it's going to be ups and downs in his career in this position. I'm here for you. So that was my first interaction with Herm Edwards, coming as a rookie, being plugged into the starting lineup. In OTAs, you know, I didn't have to battle it out with anybody. Like, you're our starter. I'm going to let you know how your career is going to go, and I'm behind you every way. So just having your head coach be so confident in you, I had no choice but to be confident in myself.
I spent so much time around Herm because Herm came to ESPN when I was at ESPN, and they dumped Herm. They said, hey, teach Herm how to do TV. And so, you know, Herm is just like, Herm is a sponge. And I obviously got a heck of a lot more out of Herm than Herm got out of me, because I dump Hermisms like, hey, you got to sweep the corners. And they, you know, I dump them all the time, all over the place. So obviously affected me. This Kansas City Chiefs team, let's take it there. Like, as a DB, a former DB, you watch them get five guys out in the pattern, and the speed, athleticism they have, the tight end position, the wide receiver position. As a DB, a former DB, like, what goes through your mind about how you would defend those guys?
It's tough, because some things that you need to defend, it can't be coach. It's no defensive back in the league right now that can run with Tyreek Hill, just foot speed, you know. Hartman is almost just as fast, and Andy Reid gets that. You know, I think San Francisco has the perfect formula. Rush four, try to mix up coverages, create zones, and try to trick Mahomes into throwing an interception and let your D-line try to get pressure.
Right.
Because if you blitz, he's going to kill you. You can't stick these guys one-on-one, because Andy Reid does a great job at getting speed and giving them the ball in space. I'm going to get you the ball, you break a tackle, and you're going to run for 20 yards. He's not trying to get a big possession receiver, then I can get a quick receiver. Like, no, get all quick guys, give them the ball in space, and let them just burn defenses like that. So he has a formula, you know, and he sticks to it. That's why he's a great head coach.
Brandon Flowers joined us, spent 9 years in the league, all with Kansas City and the Chargers. What was it like having Philip Rivers become your teammate after going up against Philip Rivers for so many years?
You know, it was the best thing ever, because I hated Philip Rivers when we played him. You know,
just
I hated
Philip Rivers story. I mean, everyone's got one.
As defensive backs, you know, at Kansas City, what we do is we're confident. We're a confident group when I was in Kansas City. So when we come out of the tunnel for pregame, we always run on the opposing sideline, you know, stare down their whole offense, and whoever is warming up, we stare them down until we make our way on our side of the field. Every time we play the San Diego Chargers, Phillip Rivers knows we do it.
Right.
So he's standing right on the sideline, and he just stares me down for 30 seconds. I'll stop what I'm doing. He'll stop what he's doing, and we'll just look at each other for 30 seconds.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, just a stare down. No words, and he'll let
that's
me know.
Great.
Like, I'm coming today, and I'm like, all right, throw me three picks. Come my way.
Right.
So, you know, just having a guy, you know, I always respected him. When I played for the Kansas City Chiefs, I hated him because he talked noise, but I respected him. I always said, I always wanted to have a quarterback on my team that had that much passion, that had that much fire to him. So when I got to San Diego at the time, San Diego Chargers, I just wanted to see how he prepared. You know, I'm a reserve guy. I'm quiet in the meetings. I'm reserved in practice. But on the game field, it's like a totally different me. Phillip Rivers, he's animated all the time in meeting rooms. You can hear him yelling in his meeting rooms. On the field, he's talking to defensive backs like, you can't stop me. It's third down coming at you before the snap. He'll blow you a kiss before the snap in practice and come right at you. So the passion and the love he has for the game, man, I gained a totally different ton of respect for him just being a teammate because he's a great player because he put in the work to be a great player.
How shocked are you that they've moved off Phillip Rivers and he's going to end his career somewhere else other than the Chargers?
It was shocking, but I think what made it easier for the Chargers to do such a thing was because of what Brady's going through in New England. You know, they feel like they have veterans that could, you know, Brady's a for sure Hall of Famer. Phillip Rivers is arguably a Hall of Famer. And it was just, they felt if New England can move on from a guy that got you six rings or possibly move on, we won't get, you know, scrutinized from a guy that, you know, been in our franchise for so long. So I think that made it a little easier. I think if Brady would have signed a contract last year, staying in New England, right, they was like, we're going to give him another 2 years. He wants another two. He deserves two more years. It would have been hard to move from Phillip Rivers. But it's a copycat league. They feel like if the Patriots can move on, maybe we can too.
Brandon Flowers joining us, the former Chief and Charger. What was your reaction? What was Kansas City's reaction in that locker room when Peyton Manning hooked on with the Broncos?
Man, I just dropped my head. Like, why did you have to come to this division? Because I played him before. He just makes it so hard for a defensive back because he's smart. He knows what defense you're in. It's not what the defensive backs do on how we try to disguise. He looks at the defensive line. And he knows these guys are not going to move around. They're just going to stay in their gap. So he has an idea on what coverage we're going to run on the back end. So what he does is he changed every one of his wide receivers' routes to beat whatever coverage you're in. So he almost is an offensive coordinator on the field. And we knew we had to face that two times a year. We just all dropped
out. How do you combat that? How do you, when he's up there and he's doing all his gestures and moving people around and calling out things, how do you not get all swept up in that and then get distracted? How do you stay focused on what you're trying to do?
You almost just got to come to the game saying, I know he's a great quarterback, but I'm going to lock this receiver down. So if he try to force it in, I'm going to make the play and not this receiver. You know, not too many people had luck at that because he's a Hall of Famer for a reason and he won Super Bowls. But you just got to think, like, you just got to go in there. I'm locking this receiver down. He's not going to be able to throw to my guy. At least another guy is going to have to beat me on the field. And if your whole secondary come with that mentality, then you'll be best off.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm rooting. I've got a rooting interest because of the Shanahan family for the 49ers. I think the 49ers are a little bit more complete team top to bottom. Obviously, with Kansas City and Mahomes, that guy's a freak show, so he, as good as he is. You being a former Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, how do you look at this game?
Man, this is the Super Bowl I wanted. You know, I didn't want a Kansas City, Seattle, where Russell just, they're running the ball, and maybe he can come in at the end because I felt like Patrick Mahomes was going to outscore him. You know, San Francisco can score, man. They're balanced, and people think they're so run happy because just in the playoffs it's just been working. Yeah. Shanahan can dial it up, and Jimmy G can spread the ball around if he needs to, you know? So this is going to be an interesting matchup. This is going to be a great matchup. I think Mahomes is going to do what he does, you know? He's going to throw for four touchdowns because that's what he does. His passer rating is unbelievable. He plays well on the road in neutral sites. So I think the Kansas City Chiefs are just going to come to play offensively, but going against his number one pass defense is not going to be easy. I think if he can get a win, this will cement him as one of the greats. Even though he's young, it's going to cement him as one of the greats because he plays well on the big stage, and you're going against the number one pass defense, you know?
Yeah, you know, like you said, the way you guys felt when Peyton Manning came to Denver, that's how we're feeling right now in Denver about Mahomes, and it's, you know, it makes you sick because I hate Kansas City. So,
and don't you just think, because when Peyton was in Denver, even though we was in a division and we want to win the division, it was just kind of like, what do? You guys have a defense.
Right.
You got Peyton Manning. Yeah. It's just like, even if we win a division, you're going to the playoffs still. You're still going to make a wild card.
Right.
So just knowing that you got to deal with that team, they're going to win at least 11 games every year is tough, man.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It
Brandon, really enjoyed the time. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me.
Brandon Flowers joining us here. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Mike Pereira, the guy that started
Love
it all.
Yeah.
All the officials making the beeline to the television.
And he's the best in the business. There's no question.
He'll join us next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.